Hello out there, all you people on the go and multitaskers everywhere. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this review is on Joker. Joaquin Phoenix's mesmerizing and brilliant performance as Joker is wasted in the nihilistic plot of this realism-grounded, extremely disturbing origin story. Who should go? Absolutely adults only. This is not Cesar Romero. This isn't even Heath Ledger. Extreme violence, profane language, discussions of child abuse and neglect, demonstrations of mental illness all make for a showing difficult for most adults to see, much less children. My long take? Under tour de force in the dictionary, you should find a picture of Joaquin Phoenix in costume as Joker, aka Arthur Fleck, from this movie. Joaquin Phoenix's performance in and as Joker should go down in cinematic history as a watershed accomplishment in the creation of an on-screen character. In short, it is amazing. The story in Joker is of a man's descent into madness, and for Arthur Fleck, while the trip isn't very long, it is shown in slow motion. Todd Phillips, writer-director, takes a stab at what could be described as a documentary about the real story behind Joker, from which all the cartoons and comic books were based, told in an observational style, as though Jane Goodall had hidden cameras on Arthur Fleck instead of chimpanzees. Without giving too much away, Arthur is not born but created as he suffers mentally, emotionally, and physically at the hands of a mental health institution which fails him. The people who should have protected him in a violent, uncaring culture which takes advantage of his initial simple view of life. One of the main characters in Joker is invisible. It's the soundtrack. The music accompanying Joker is incredible, following Arthur like an unseen ghost, drawing in his madness and breathing it out again for others to hear. Hildur Guðnadóttir, and I hope I'm not mangling that too badly, but I did look it up and practice it. She is an Icelandic composer. She weaves a web of truly haunting cello music, which at turns lulls and aggressively pursues the listener, echoing Arthur's multifaceted insanity, his depressed, hopeless state of mind, his hallucinatory flights of fancy, as well as his manic episodes of single-minded determination. The cinematography, visualized by Lawrence Scheer, is masterful. From the grim hues and motifs of rain and shadow to the camera work, which uses techniques such as the dolly zoom, aka the vertigo effect, where the camera pulls back and zooms forward at the same time, all work together to allow a bleak and twisted perspective into Arthur's broken mind. But most tragic, all this wealth of creativity and talent is ultimately wasted. While Joker, as I mentioned, can arguably be considered the origin story from which all the other legends and mythology of the DC comic Joker comes from, especially the cartoons, the comics, and Jack Nicholson's rendition, the viewing of this movie is a long travail of suffering with very little purpose. In films like Les Mis, for example, the suffering of Fantine and Jean Valjean, it is altruistic and ultimately redemptive. It teaches humility and mercy to the characters and vicariously to the audience. In Man of La Mancha, the prostitute Aldonza is shown literally and figuratively in the ditch in which she self-described as having been born in order to illuminate how far Don Quixote's kindness brings her when she reforms. Even silly fare like disaster movies serve as a mechanism for the characters to show courage and self-sacrifice. In The Dark Knight, what has been called or considered up till now the penultimate of the Batman stories, Bruce's losses mold and inspire him into becoming a self-appointed defender of the weak and innocent. And there are Judeo-Christian motifs in The Dark Knight. Bruce Wayne dies to himself every day, denying his own comfort and pleasures, despite his superficial caricature of himself of enjoying pleasures and comfort. He truly does not and would rather be married to Rachel. But instead, he takes on the sins of others, allowing others to make fun of him so he can be the target, all while pitted against the remorseless demonic figure of Heath Ledger's Joker. Even farces such as Mad World, which feature the ne'er-do-well indulgences of greedy impulses by groups of people succumbing to temptations, serve as lessons and horrible warnings against sinking into the mire of one's basic instincts. The Mad Ensemble put themselves through brutal punishments and ultimately go to jail, all while making us laugh. But there is nothing absolutive or educational in Joker, nor are there any hints of a reckoning to come, and there is no proportionate justice for the wicked, especially not for Arthur. No purpose to anyone's suffering, and no humor. Joker is unrelentingly grim, unendingly dark, and grindingly depressing. In the end, the audience is left only with the familiar figure of a boy, Bruce, standing over the dead bodies of his parents, and the dancing of Arthur as Joker in his costume amidst the rampaging rioters in a burning Gotham. Joker does serve as a demonstration in favor of institutionalizing the mentally disturbed as opposed to releasing them into the wilds for those incapable of functioning in the wilds of society. It also serves as a horrible warning against the efficacy of vigilante justice, as Arthur quickly moves from killing in self-defense to murder in order to cover his actions, to vengeance against those he believes have harmed him, to serving as judge, jury, and executioner against those he deems as awful, even when he has never met them before. But there is nothing redemptive or self-sacrificing about Joker's actions. There is no moral base from which Arthur even attempts to rationalize his behavior. There is nothing to learn from the pain which Arthur endures or inflicts on himself or the audience. Zazie Beetz, from Deadpool 2, is his exhausted single mother neighbor Sophie. Brett Cullen, from Dark Knight Rises, plays Thomas Wayne. Douglas Hodge makes a singular impression as Alfred Pennyworth, one of the only characters in the movie whose focus is not on themselves, as his primary concern is to protect Bruce. And Dante Piera Olson plays young Bruce. Robert De Niro has a small role as talk show host Murray Franklin. De Niro's presence is delicious irony. De Niro has played both a character as equally unhinged as Arthur in Taxi Driver and as demented a fan who faces off against an idealized talk show host in The Lesser-Known King of Comedy. De Niro's resume is incredible, featuring a list of movies with enough quality and variety to have secured the careers of a dozen actors. The casual criminal violence in the characters of The Godfather 2, The Irishman, and Cape Fear. The flawed hero struggling in the dark worlds of Midnight Run, Deer Hunter, and Taxi Driver. The boxer in Raging Bull. The captain of a fantasy ship in the light farce Stardust. The aging lead in the romantic comedy The Intern. The slaver-turned-priest in The Mission. The grim and frightening Al Capone in The Untouchables. The moving victim of Catatonia in Awakenings. De Niro is impossible to pin down. Admittedly, it is a testament to the quality to which the filmmakers were aiming in Joker that the legendary De Niro himself, a master at his craft, would agree to participate. Unfortunately, the abundance of talent in Joker, acting, cinematography, music, does not resolve the ultimate meaninglessness of the plot. The audience, much like Arthur, suffers pointlessly in following Arthur's moral and mental descent. While Joaquin Phoenix's performance is mesmerizing and probably should serve in every acting class as a how to create a character on screen, and while the director and the music serve with masterful art to bring us into Arthur's state of mind and point of view, the journey ultimately has no end, no goal, and no exit strategy from the depths into which Arthur is thrown or the hole he continues to dig at the bottom of his well. As of the writing of this article, Joker is the highest grossing R-rated movie ever made. And it is disturbing to consider that such a pointlessly violent and unrepentantly dark film should attract so much attention. If you are a student of acting, Joker is worth enduring for Phoenix's performance alone. But for those just seeking entertainment or an extension to the DC world of Batman and Joker, give this one a miss and rewatch 2008's The Dark Knight. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original view, including pictures and links at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven.com. And take it from a homeschool mom. Education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from recognizing it takes more than a great performance, beautiful music, and artful visuals to make a great movie.